Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, April 14th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Water Conservation District schedules meetings for desalination plans. California Mid-State Fair nominated for Rodeo of the Year. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Saving homeowners more money on their energy bills than 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The San Luis Obispo County Flood Control and Water Conservation District will be holding two upcoming sessions regarding desalination plans in the county. Desalination is a proposed method to strengthening long-term water supply resilience in San Luis Obispo County to help adapt to future water needs and climate uncertainties. The county says it has reached a key milestone in the desal plan feasibility study and will be hosting two engagement sessions to share progress to date. The first session will be held in the Morro Bay Community Center, 1001 Kennedy Way, on Monday, April 20th. The second will be at the Ramona Garden Park Center, 933 Ramona Avenue, Pismo Beach, on April 21st. Both sessions will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. Participants will learn how potential ocean desalination concepts are being evaluated, key technical, environmental, and economic considerations, and how desalination could fit within the broader water supply portfolio for San Luis Obispo County. The California Mid-State Fair has once again been nominated for Fair Rodeo of the Year by the Academy of Country Music. The Mid-State Fair says this nomination comes alongside iconic events in North America, including the Cheyenne Frontier Days, Florida Strawberry Festival, and the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo. CEO of the fair, Colleen Bayorquez, said, quote, "The California Mid-State Fair has become known for delivering great entertainment year after year. and 2026 is no exception. This year's lineup is one of our strongest yet. The Fair Rodeo of the Year award recognizes excellence in presenting country music. Nominees are selected by industry professionals from across the country music community. Winners will be announced in May during the 61st Academy of Country Music Awards live broadcast, with honorees recognized in Nashville this August. Miss California Mid-State Fair pageant deadline signups. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The California Mid-State Fair announced this Friday, April 17th, is the deadline to apply for the Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant. This annual contest is about far more than a crown, said pageant director Courtney Lucas. It's about confidence, mentorship, and creating opportunities for young women to grow and represent their community. Contestants will compete in interview, talent, evening wear, and fair proposal contests. Eligible participants must be young women from San Luis Obispo County who have graduated high school or equivalent and meet all other pageant requirements. Applications can be found at MissCMSF.com. The San Luis Obispo Police Department released information of an incident that occurred just after 1 a.m. on Tuesday, April 7th. CHP requested San Luis Obispo Police to assist them near the intersection of Marsh and Higuera. CHP had come upon a single vehicle with extensive damage, but no driver was in or around the car. Officers discovered an open bottle of vodka on the dashboard and found evidence that the vehicle was driving against the one-way flow of traffic. Officers located the registered owner of the car, who stated her ex-boyfriend had stolen the car after physically assaulting her. They eventually found the male, who matched the description given by witnesses, who was found to be 17 years old and heavily intoxicated. Officers say he attempted to flee several times and was abusive towards hospital staff and police officers when he was transported for evaluation. He was transported to the Juvenile Services Center, booked on charges including felony grand theft, vehicle theft, misdemeanor driving under the influence, hit and run, and resisting arrest. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Tonight's agenda currently has no discussion items or public hearings scheduled. The consent agenda contains an annual report for sales tax measure D12 and the second reading of an ordinance that approves the zoning code update for the Home Depot master plan development. City Council approved the first reading on March 24th with a unanimous vote, which will infill three undeveloped areas at the Home Depot Commercial Center on El Camino Real with a Chick-fil-A restaurant, a drive-through car wash, and a commercial tenant space. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rangers beat the Athletics 8-1. The Dodgers shut out the Mets 4-0. Yankees over the Angels 11-10. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mets. The Padres will go against the Mariners. The Athletics will face the Rangers. The Giants will go against the Reds. The Angels will face the Yankees. In the NBA, tonight the Warriors will face the Clippers. In California news, just a day after Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell suspended his campaign for California governor, he also announced he will leave Congress. This was as lawmakers were pushing for a vote to expel him. Swalwell is facing allegations of sexual assault, nude photos, and explicit images from women who were employed by him. The man shot in Northern California by Immigration and Customs Enforcement last week was arrested by the FBI on Monday after he was discharged from the hospital. Carlos Ivan Mendoza was shot by ICE agents after attempting to flee from an enforcement stop last week. DHS officials say that Mendoza is a gang member wanted in El Salvador for a connection with a murder. A man in Texas has been arrested in San Francisco for attempting to kill OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. 20-year-old Daniel Moreno Gama allegedly threw an incendiary device at Altman's home at about 4 a.m. before fleeing on foot to OpenAI's headquarters about 3 miles away. He threatened to burn down the building. No one was injured in his attack on the home. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Deere & Company has agreed to pay $99 million to settle a class action lawsuit accusing a company of monopolizing repair services for its farm equipment. The settlement still requires final court approval. The 2022 lawsuit alleged Deere withheld essential repair software and worked with authorized dealers to restrict farmers from fixing their own equipment or using independent repair shops. Aaron Shire, Government Relations Director with the National Farmers Union, says that they have been pushing for right to repair and says that even though this doesn't fix the issue, it is a step in the right direction.
And also agreed to provide access to digital repair tools for 10 years. Of course, this doesn't mean farmers will all have the right to repair now, but it is moving us in that direction.
The Moline, Illinois-based manufacturer, which operates under the John Deere brand, has faced multiple right to repair complaints in recent years.
I think it's worth remembering that the Federal Trade Commission and several state attorneys general have an additional and slightly different lawsuit against John Deere that is still ongoing. There have been several bills introduced in Congress, a law that was passed in Colorado, and other states making progress as well,
including Iowa. Aaron Shire with the National Farmers Union.
The world-famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale is back for the 75th anniversary Western Experience of a Lifetime. Join us May 14th through the 17th in Mile City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. And don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Trace Atkins and special guests Court Lund and Kenny Fiedler. Mark your calendars for the world-famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect, and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Two Democrats running to be California's next governor score into state law that their own party, along with influential labor unions, celebrated as a major victory a decade ago. The state's 2016 agricultural overtime law was meant to raise wages for farm workers, but research has shown it ended up reducing overall earnings as employers shortened the work week to keep their production costs down. Katie Porter, an Orange County Democrat and former member of the U.S. House of Representatives, cited the law as an example of policies that don't make sense and that drive up costs. Porter made the comments during the April 1st gubernatorial candidate forum at California State University, Fresno. Antonio Villaraigosa, a Democrat and former mayor of Los Angeles, agreed with Porter's comments on the overtime law. "You're right," Villaraigosa said, citing research from the University of California, Berkeley, that documented the reduction in farm worker income. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight with highs in the mid 70s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and that'll be tomorrow. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, cloudy on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday. Mid-70s Thursday and Friday, low 80s Saturday, mid-70s Sunday, low 60s on Monday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 43 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Cape, your all news time is 722.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open with gains. Big banks are reporting mostly upbeat earnings, and the latest inflation reading was not as severe as predicted. The producer price index for the year ending in March came in at 4%, up 3.8%, excluding food and energy. J.P. Morgan Chase earnings and revenue both topped expectations. CEO Jamie Dimon says consumers are still earning and spending, though he says the economy is facing an increasingly complex set of risks. Citigroup's quarter also was better than forecast. Citi shares opened up 2%. Wells Fargo's earnings were upbeat. Wall Street was hoping for a higher revenue number. Wells Fargo shares opened down 4%. And Amazon is buying satellite company Globalstar. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This is Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corp. I hope to see you at my free estate planning seminar this Friday in Atascadero. It's also a defensive handgun class. No firearms, just airsoft and laser. All equipment provided, plus free pizza. Sign up at guntrust.org. This training exposes the lies of the politicians, even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms is implicit in the American concept of ordered liberty. Therefore, we also have a duty to train, and only your family can be trusted with this duty. To leave a legacy of 23rd century firearm training, your family must begin with 21st century firearm training that exceeds law enforcement standards. Only your family can remove this legacy from the cowardly shadows of concealed carry to the sunlight of open carry by Appomattox citizens. Go to guntrust.org and do your duty before it's too late.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents live entertainment you don't want to miss. Coming to Tachi Palace, the Hollywood medium Tyler Henry, April 24th. The tribute band Jump playing Van Halen hits May 22nd. Comedy with rising star Ralph Barbosa May 23rd. Indigenous Tattoo and Music Fest and Car Show June 5th through 7th. Kings of the West June 20th. Outdoor show with Warren G, The Game, Exhibit, and Gypsy Kings August 15th. Featuring Nicholas Reyes with special guest Reyes Heritage. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. And get $5 off each ticket purchased on site with your Premier Club card. Live entertainment at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text, 238-5775. KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition, all here on The Right Choice. Shake. Shake. Shake.
Shake. Listen. Listen while I talk to the Morning Exchange.
This afternoon, it's Protecting What Matters. Barry has an important meeting in Chicago, so Eric will be in. And first up, he'll have Ryan Rundle, president of Turning Point USA, the Cal Poly chapter, and also in the 1 o'clock hour, Loya Deloy, program and education manager, the Alzheimer's Association of the Central Coast chapter. So enjoy that all this afternoon here on The Right Choice on the text message. Good morning. You mentioned memorable callers into the station, and I remember how Lefty would irritate you, well, not only me, but a lot of people, with his nonsense. I heard you name Sage. I did not know he passed. Hearing this brought tears to my eyes. He had a great laugh and was a good old boy. He was Sage was a man in capital letters, and his handshake was... His handshake was his handshake. He was just, that's why we nicknamed him Sage. But a dear man, extremely dear man. Anyway, thanks for that. All right, let's see. What else do we have going on in and about? All right, so the cost of desal is pretty expensive. But here's something that I just... It came up yesterday, and I was thinking about it after I did some research and getting ready for Allison yesterday on the Parkinson's and the move-a-thon they have coming up this weekend. It's, you know, to help out Parkinson's, which, again, The increase in Parkinson's since 1990 is 274%. And a lot of it, if you do some research, has to do with, it'll say in environment. And a lot of it is pesticides. But my point of where I'm going here with this is the cost, because the economic cost of afflictions impacts all Americans. Now, in the case of the Parkinson's, it's about $82.5 billion. That's, you know, lost wages, care for the people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, the government is, and through, you know, different charities and so forth, the research is about 600,000. I mean, $600 million. Okay, and that's a lot of money, don't get me wrong. But I started thinking, how much money does the government spend on self-inflicted? And always remember, when I say government, that's the taxpayers. People that self-inflict, that we end up paying for, the numbers are staggering. And so with something like, whether it's Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and, you know, you'll find about, you know, some other things I can't think of off the top of my head. And there is money going into it, don't get me wrong. But overall, if you do enough research, you're going to see that more money goes into people who make decisions in their lives. They have a choice. Whether it's your personal behavior, and that encompasses quite a few things. We spend more money on that for people that make poor choices than we do on people who don't have a choice. Nothing. In other words, nobody chose to have Parkinson's. Nobody's chosen to have Alzheimer's. Now, there are some things that people could do in their life. You know, obviously the heating and the exercise, proper eating and exercise, that covers everything. But when you look at the amount of money that we spend, whether it's lost productivity, rehab programs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and in some of these instances, it leads to criminal justice and legal things, which, again, in many cases, we pay for. All of us pay for. And I don't know why that's not brought up more. That these people are being selfish to what God gave them. That's their own bodies, number one. But number two, they're inflicting this on the rest of us because of decisions they made. And I don't know about you, but I get a little bit angry about that. Get a little bit angry about it. You know, it's bad enough we have to see veterans and their families doing these commercials on TV begging for money after they decided to serve for this country. And yet, people that continue to abuse themselves are abusing us. And it's an amazing amount of money. And when you get into other things about how much money, so we have into the billions of dollars that people want to abuse, over Congress has authorized over $10.6 billion for people who abuse drugs. And, you know, we've had this fight on drugs for decades and decades and decades. I don't know what the total amount on that is, but we know it's in the hundreds of billions of dollars. And then when you look at people, not all, but many, and this could be tied with the drug abuse and alcohol abuse and other abuses too, of the money that just in the state of California we spend on the homeless. It's in the billions of dollars. Again, much of this is choice, self-inflicted. People that were hit with diseases. So my point is, where should the research money, or where should our money go? Where should our money go? You have just so many things. And if you look at the federal federal government, meaning you, the billions that we invest in this, and the billions of dollars annually that we The let's see here, analysis by the Federation of American Immigration Reform estimates that a net cost of $150 billion annually, that is to that's spent on illegals in various ways. And the net deficit is $10.4 billion. So at some point, it's sort of like when you have the same group of people that say they're having the same problems in society and they're not, you know, doing better or whatever, where other groups are, the leaders don't address the reasons for it because the reasons are out there. The reasons are out there. And there's been so many programs to help all Americans, you know, particularly since the, you know, the Great Society. We started moving forward with all these programs after programs and programs. I've told you this, I don't know how many times. I got this from John Pashong on what the 12 or 13 homeless programs that we have just in San Luis Obispo County and the money that we continue to spend. And I don't see it from the outside anyway, of the direct and I guess I'm trying to say is the approach that we take to this, to tell people they need to straighten up instead of pampering them and babying them. It's so costly. It is so costly. And I don't know why our leaders or ourselves don't tell our leaders or tell these groups and people, you need to straighten up. Didn't your parents tell you to straighten up when you were doing stupid things? Yeah, they did. And we also had people who would reprimand you if you didn't do things the right way, the correct way. So don't be a burden on society. It seems pretty simple. Seems pretty simple, but I guess it's not. All right, let's see here. I came across this is... This is going to be one of those. There is a place, it's in Southern California, and it is a, I don't know, family run, or maybe it's a little chain in Southern California, and it's a taco place, and it's owned by a Mexican man who is a Trump supporter. But and, of course, there's boycotts on his business. Because he is a Trump supporter. He's the CEO of this business. It's a food franchise, San Diego taco chain targeted by boycott over the CEO's alleged Trump support. It's Ronaldo Robledo is a Trump supporter, prompting boycotts on social media. Well, what have we seen in the past when people do this? Business booms. Business booms. Remember a few years ago, Chick-fil-A? I mean, they were doing okay anyway, but people were, I forget what it was over now, but anyway, so what's interesting is that these people, they don't want a person to have an opinion. If they don't like their opinion, they're promising to do damage to his business in the form of boycotts. And it's what they don't seem to understand in most of these cases that have happened in the last few years. It's backfired. The boycotting has helped the business. So it's I don't know the exact name of it, but it's they've been around for a while, so forth and so on. So I just kind of get a kick out of that. It'd be kind of interesting if they whoever can keep track of how business will boom. Business will boom. And also regarding the other side of the fence there on how they don't tolerate somebody having an opinion, I don't know if you saw the Savannah Hernandez when she was shoved to the ground by the in Minneapolis. She is a TPUSA reporter. She was assaulted, and it's on camera. And the DOJ has opened an investigation into the incident, and I hope the punk guy... I guess kind of an older guy, he was in her face and something, and some other lady was in her ear blowing a whistle, which I don't know how anybody could not just start punching the crap out of somebody that does that to you. But she was by herself and so forth, and she was literally knocked to the ground. Now, she escaped, and we'll see what happens. But she was obviously extremely upset about it. She was keep yelling, "Stop touching me, stop touching me." Well, again, I realize that she's by herself, but as soon as somebody touches you, and I realize it's a pretty big crowd, but somebody needs to do something to these people. Again, we've allowed it to this point because my view is that we don't strike back. We don't strike back. Being nice to somebody who's trying to assault you is not my answer. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. good time this morning bringing back the old voices on the phone. I think you covered them all, by the way. Pretty close. I can't think of anybody else offhand that you might have ignored or forgotten. I used to talk to John, if you can imagine, Lefty, away from the radio station, and he used to talk to me. That's what happens every now and then. I have phone numbers for today's callers, for some of them. They call in now, this time of your life, rather than then. But we used to have quite the group. Over the years, it was quite the group. But what you're talking about with tax dollars, the people here in a Paso Robles school district are going to have an opportunity to send them back to the drawing board. And that's what needs to happen, because they're going to propose a multi-million-dollar bond issue. And, of course, since we don't teach school anymore, we don't teach kids what a bond is. You're borrowing money, you as a taxpayer, and you're paying interest on that money. And you're borrowing the money so that the government can have a project of some kind or a group of projects. It doesn't matter what the end result is. Something is generating a bond, a borrowing by the citizenry of tax dollars. And it's not the way to fund anything, no less a school district. Those things should be right up front and on top of things and recorded, and so that history in the future can come back and look at what was done and who, by who. That needs to happen probably now because of some mismanagement at the school district. And, of course, I am certainly discouraged by the current school district board with the decisions that they're making for America's youth. These are people for the future. You're changing their view of the future. And I think that some of the proposals for those changes are erroneous, and they won't occur. But that needs to be put into the pot of time and cooked for a while. We'll see what happens. But I can tell you what is going to happen with this bond issue. I'm certainly going to speak out against it, as others should. We're getting nothing for our money because our children are graduating from high school, which is the benchmark, and they can't read and write up to standard. There's something wrong with that. And to put money back in on top of it would be a waste of time and money. So I'm definitely opposed to any bond issue, especially if it involves raises for teachers. Used to be the other way around. I used to feel much differently than I do now.
Well, I don't recall a bond ever being the wording in it for increase in teachers' wages. I've always seen it for, you know, facility maintenance, air conditioning, a new roof, a new this, a new whatever. I've never seen it for the teachers.
Well, you know how it works. It's laundered money by the time it gets to their pocket, or their wages, if you will. It's been stolen internally from something else that they pass the money for. That's what happens. How many times has the money been stolen for the Tulane in Chelan?
Well, we've been that, but on the last bond where the wording that was presented to the public didn't exactly happen the way the money was spent.
No.
The public was, and again, I don't like to use the kind words of misled or misinterpreted. They lied to us.
That's true.
Is what they did. I mean, I'm tired of playing these patsy games with our tax money, whether it's this issue or many other issues. It needs to be called out. Now, when we have school board members who can't get direct answers on how some of the money is being spent, I don't give a damn if it's on $300 worth of donuts or lunches for the staff or something like that for somebody to congratulate somebody because they've worked 2 days in a row. I'm being facetious. Then I think that the public just, they need to say no. They need to say no and hold these people, again, in kind of a lost word, accountable.
Accountable, yeah. I couldn't agree more. Okay. And the way that they boldly present themselves and basically tell you to sit down and shut up, that they're smart and they know what they're doing, which they don't. Obviously, how long has it been since we were talking about corruption in mega style at the school district? Paso Robles School District. How long? 2 years, 3 years? Is that when Williams was here? 4 years? Something like that. I know McNamara left, and by the way, she committed things. She did things that should have been called out, and they weren't. They're not. She did a great job on some things, absolutely great, and things that we're concerned with now that are not being done the way that they were done then. But she also argued against Almond Acres, however subtly, not allowed. A lot of people don't realize this, but the school board or district is not allowed to actively participate in charter schools one way or the other, either for or against. It's in the law that charter schools are protected when they're trying to form. But McNamara, being a consummate a school district member, school board member for this area for years, was opposed to it. That was her opinion.
She wasn't a school board member. She was the principal.
School board employee.
I mean, the superintendent.
Yes. So at any rate, we're going to get a chance to do exactly what you're advocating for this morning. And it's going to be coming up within the next year.
Well, Cody, and you know, I've said this before. When you have somebody who is awarded a job, such as the school superintendent who's voted on by the board, or whether it's a police chief who is voted on by their council, et cetera, in those situations, In today's world, the way I see it is they are going to, right or wrong, go along with the person or the people who control their annual contract review. They're going to kiss their rear ends because they want to keep their job, which we all understand that. But they're kissing the job and probably not in maybe in what they think in good conscience. They're just doing it because they have to or they're out. And this is where we've gotten what I see it in the public sector. So when you have people who are making pretty damn good money in responsible jobs, and the people who are controlling the council or the board are, let's just say, right or left, they're going to go along with that, even though they know that it's the wrong decision.
Well, heretofore, that's exactly what has happened. So I can see how you can come to that conclusion. So anyway, we'll find out. We'll see what we. And by the way, I think some of us might remind people: now's the time. Now's the time to stick up for yourself.
Well, we'll see.
That's who you're sticking up for. Yourself. You're a taxpayer.
Yep. All right, we got to go. We're against it.
We'll talk soon.
All right, going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
The San Luis Obispo County Flood Control and Water Conservation District will be holding two upcoming sessions regarding desalination plans in the county. The first will be in the Morro Bay Community Center, 1001 Kennedy Way, Monday, April 20th. The second will be at the Ramona Garden Park Center in Pismo Beach, April 21st. Both sessions will be from 6 to 8 p.m. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Tonight's agenda contains the second reading for a zoning code update on the Home Depot Commercial Center on El Camino Real. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Congress back from recess without the sex scandals. California Democrat Eric Swalwell resigning his seat. Florida Rep. Ana Paulina Luna on the hotel video circulating from an underage woman's allegations tells Fox.
It was not AI generated, but I'm also being told that more stuff is going to be dropping in the next 24 hours.
Swalwell denies all the women's allegations, but also suspended his governor's campaign. And Republican Tony Gonzalez will retire after an affair with a former staffer who committed suicide. Day two of the U.S. checkmate on Iran. U.S. warships blocking the Strait of Hormuz. No major incidents. Vice President Vance tells Fox the ball's in Iran's court.
Our expectation is that the Iranians are going to continue to make progress to opening the Straits of Hormuz. And if they don't, it's going to fundamentally change the negotiation that we have with them.
Meaning more destruction. Oil prices trading lower. America's listening to Fox News.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County Weather. If I turn on the mic, it works better. Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, we'll have a pretty sunny day. Low 70s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 40s and clouds and sunshine mid-70s on your Wednesday. And as we head out to Thursday, what can you expect? Well, you can expect mid-70s again. Friday, sunshine mid-70s. 80s Saturday, mid-70s Sunday. Maybe some rain. About a 45% chance Monday, mid-60s, upper 60s, about a 45 to 50% chance of rain next Tuesday. Today's UV index will be 8 up and down. 6:32 a.m., 7:35 p.m., we are at 45. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heated and Air. Go online, hutchheatedandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community, the North San Luis Obispo County Concert Association. They've got it coming up during their 77th season, and they've got the concert coming this Sunday, the 19th, at the Trinity Lutheran Church. And it is Zaka, that's the concert. And let's see here, 30 at the door. Season tickets will be prorated, and members are prepaid. So get ready for it. And what time is it this coming Sunday? I don't see the time here on that, but you probably know it's in the afternoon. I know they've been doing that for a while. All right, so enjoy that. And also, we have the California Mid-State Fair. Applications are due the 17th, and that is for the applications for local artisan and growers to participate. All right, that's the Mission Marketplace, a curated indoor marketplace showcasing the best of Central Coast made and locally grown products during the fair. Again, the deadline is this coming Friday, so go to midstatefair.com and get your application in. All righty. Your community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks community. Moving right along as we're up against the clock. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. They got the big event coming up. That's May 19th to the 21st. Take your valuables to sell. Go to BellaJewel.com for more info. All right, we have Ollie Palm, Carl Kahn. We have Teresa Salcido, Edward Molinar, Ed Anshin, Patty Youngclaws, Mike Cushman, Don Pummel's having a birthday, Laura Morgan, Julie Dixon, Julie Dunn's having a birthday, and let's not forget, Eric Schultz is also having a birthday. Those are your local celebrities. Enjoy your day. On my right-hand side, the miracle worker, Ann Sullivan, 1866, 19-36. John Gielgud, the actor, 1904, 2000, onward. Oh, this guy was a really good actor. Rod Steiger, 1925, 2002. The coal miner's daughter. Yes, indeed. One of the best ever. Loretta Lynn, 1932, 2022. I'm going on. Julie Christie, the actress, 1940. The gambler, Pete Rose, 1941. He died, 2024. Brewer and Shipley, one toke over the line. Mike Brewer, 1944. Richie Blackmore, the guitar guy, 1945. From Hot Chocolate, Larry Ferguson, 1948. I'm looking on the list here. The Brad Garrett, that big doofus from Everyone Loves Raymond, 1960. Jeff Andretti, the brother of Michael and grandson, 1964. Dave Justice, what a beautiful left-handed swing he had, 1966. His teammate, Greg Maddux, was born in 1966. Onward we go. Another Atlanta Brave teammate, and this guy started out really good. Steve Avery was born in 1970. And who else do we have? Kyle Farnsworth, another pitcher. My goodness, 1976. And the actor, Chris Wood, was born in 1988. Passing away on this day, who do we have? Well, that's a very good question. Well, we do know that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated today, but he died the next morning. Forget what time. Burl Ives passed away in 1995. The gentleman who patented the Ouija board, Elijah Bond, 1921. Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman, 2015. Tiny Bubbles, Don Ho, 2007. Another singer, Anthony Newley, 1999. And that is it. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Sorry, Loretta. I absolutely love you. But he's considered one of the greatest pitchers in baseball history, the only pitcher in history to win at least 15 games for 17 straight season. He had gold gloves. How many? 18, the most putouts by a pitcher. And he's the only pitcher to record more than 300 wins with more than 3,000 strikeouts and fewer than 1,000 walks. Think about that. Here's something else that's very interesting about Greg Maddux. Those of you that follow, you know he didn't throw hard. And I'm not taking anything away from him, but this is amazing statistic. How many times did he win 20 games? Just twice. And yet he won a total of 355 games. That's pretty amazing. They're only doing that twice. And I think it was like 20 and 21. It wasn't like he won 25 or 26, but one of the best ever. He's in the Hall of Fame. Greg Maddux.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The California Mid-State Fair has once again been nominated for the Fair Rodeo of the Year by the Academy of Country Music. Mid-State Fair says that this nomination comes alongside iconic events in North America. Nominees will be honored in Nashville this August, with winners announced in May. The Mid-State Fair also announced that Friday, April 17th, is the deadline to apply for the Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant. Eligible applicants must be young women from San Luis Obispo County who have graduated high school or equivalent and meet all other pageant requirements. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Greg Maddux won five Cy Young Awards, all four in a row. Three-time NL wins leader, four-time MLB ERA leader. An amazing career. The one and only Mr. Greg Maddux. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.